Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Jared Oliver. Controversial and comedic spiritual for your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on the ideas what you're gonna say, what you wanna hear. You might take it back, and I might take it right. You might take it wrong, and I might take it right. And that's the life you just feel with your bad self. Put your mouth and your tongue back on bottom.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is your host, the one and only CEO, Derek Oliver, on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we're going to do the Chaos Talk Sport with my boys. I have my oldest boy with me. We're going to start our fantasy football league tonight. We've been advertising. I sent a blast text message and email to all those. I know we're going to be on real short to talk about fantasy football league. My son Rod is online. He's going to be running it. He's going to be the commissioner of it because I do plan on winning it. And he's going to give us the rules and the draft times and everything because football season starts, if I'm not mistaken, a week from tonight. So that's what we're going to be doing. So we're going to talk a little bit about sports for a few minutes, a little bit about the fantasy, and then we're going to get on out of the way. But for all those know, and we know this is a sports show, I got to start at every show to let everyone represent all over the country, everyone, because all over the country, Still a Nation is strong. So this is Still a Nation call out. Y'all know what time it is. That's a call out for all the Steeler Nations all over the place. Here we go. Again, I got my son on me. Good evening, Mr. Rod.
Yes, yes. How you doing today?
We are good. We're good. We are good. We ready to get this fantasy football thing started. I got all my Steeler Nations on here with me tonight as we're going to talk a little bit about football, a little bit about fantasy. So hopefully I really don't got the time to explain fantasy football. If you don't know how to play, then evidently this show ain't for you. But if you want to get into fantasy football, the best thing to do is either get a hold of Rod. If you know Rod, hit him up on Facebook or just send me an email at chaostalk@yahoo.com and let me know. I'm only taking the first 10 people. I'm only taking the first 10. I'm not having a big league. We have a very small league. Our fantasy football will be finish line. So whoever wins it, whatever finish line is going to sponsor us with, you'll get something from finish line. I'm assuming it's going to be a gift card. They haven't told me, but they will be sponsoring our little fantasy football league. So if you want to get in, we do take females. Whoever wants to come, jump in. We get enough. We may go with 10, 15 at the top, but I'm going to cut it off at 10. If I have 5 extra ones, we'll go with 15. And that's basically all I got to say. And I'm going to let my boy talk a little bit. Let us know. When are we going to do the draft?
The draft will be Monday. Since the season will be a week from a week from today, we need to get the draft, you know, done and over with. So Monday evening, I'm thinking maybe 7-ish.
7 o'clock on Monday. 7 o'clock on Monday. Also, once you give me the emails got to be in by, I'm going to say by tomorrow and by Saturday. So Rod can
Saturday,
be able to get a hold of everyone. So we get able to get a hold of everyone. And so you can sign up and do your mock draft or however that thing goes. And then Monday at 7, we'll just do the draft. And if you're not available for the draft, we'll just put you on automatic, and automatically you'll get what's left. That's what a lot of drafts do. They just go automatically. And that's how it happens. But I'm looking forward for the football season. Since we got a lot of negativity going on in the world, this is take our minds off the negativity. So few questions. How are we going to do? I'm getting asked a question now, right? How many quarterbacks per week will we play? Will it be with one quarterback or two quarterbacks?
Just one quarterback.
Okay.
One quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, one tight end, one flex player, a kicker, and defense.
Okay, that's it. You get one quarterback. So when you do your draft, you best, you know, go after the right quarterback. The good thing to do is watch a lot of these fantasy football shows that tell you, teach you who to draft and who most likely go after who you think is going to be doing good. But that's enough a little bit about the fantasy. Hopefully everyone knows about it. And again, we will hold the draft Monday at 7 p.m. and we'll go from there. Also, if I need to come on the air Monday at 7, we'll come on the air at 7. If you want to do a live draft between me and you, that's totally up to you. Or we can do it right there on the computer like, you know, most people do. That makes me no different.
Okay.
But I do plan on winning my own. I do plan on winning.
Okay, well, I hope so.
Fantasy football.
Well, that's the
with that being said, I am going to, because there's all we wanted to do tonight was get the word out to some of the people who did not know or wondered if we were still doing it. We are doing it. It will be, the draft will be on Monday, Labor Day, at 7 p.m. Give me your email at chaostalk@yahoo.com, and we will give you the information and put you in the lead. But you got to respond to the email, and we'll go from there. That's basically all I wanted to let everybody know. And it is being sponsored. I got to keep saying it's my Finish Line. So I don't know if they're going to give us a gift card or you get a I really don't know right now. They haven't said it. They said just run a small league and they will take care of it. So that's what we're going to do. And with that being said, it is a sports show. So we are going to talk a little bit about football. And my one question that I got to ask, and I'll ask a lot of people when they come on my different programs. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Your Super Bowl prediction.
Super Bowl predictions.
Super Bowl predictions.
It's definitely early. Definitely too early, but just for just to call it right now, without a preseason and I mean just seeing, you know, it's still too early, but I'm going to have to go with, I mean, right now, it's kind of hard to not, you know, put Tampa Bay in there, you know, with the additions that they just added, you know, depending on, you know, how well they click together. But I got Tampa Bay, and I'm going to have to go with for right now, the Chiefs again. You know, I don't see nothing that's.
Is that what your football knowledge tell you? Know what your heart tell you?
I mean, my heart tells me. I mean, Tennessee Titans going to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what my heart tells me. You know, but you know.
So are you gonna make a bold prediction that Tennessee will be playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game?
That could be possible. That definitely could be possible. I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that.
Okay. Can you see Tennessee going 5-12?
Yeah. We don't do the numbers. I don't know. I mean, the past, you know, say 6 years, you know, we at least been 500 or, you know, right under. You know, we don't do 5 wins in the season.
Here we go. 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 Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
When he starts talking nonsense, I got to play that. But okay. So you're saying.
So you think the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl?
We'll be in Tampa Bay.
So you truly believe that then? Y'all will be in Tampa Bay for the Super Bowl. Y'all be in Tampa Bay like watching the Super Bowl, or will y'all be like participating in the, you know, weekly activities?
First of all, listen to this. Say that 6-time Super Bowl champs. How many Super Bowls y'all have?
Okay, I know if you play that song one more time.
How many do you have? Do y'all even have a song? I didn't think so. But anyway, your Super Bowl prediction will be.
We're talking about now. We're not talking about 10 years ago.
Okay, well, 10, it really doesn't matter. But two people that can say they're 6-time Super Bowl champions. Y'all can't even say one. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're going to move on and talk about the Super Bowl prediction. You're taking Tampa Bay and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. You know, most teams that win the offseason normally don't even make the playoffs. And for some strange reason, I like Tampa Bay. I just think Brady's too old. That's just my opinion. But I like to see. Then again, you know what? It's kind of wavering. I like Pittsburgh to be in the Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers versus. It's either going to be the Saints or the Niners. It's going to be one of them two teams, the Saints or the Niners. And just as a runner-up, if Pittsburgh don't go to the Super Bowl in the AFC, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to ride with the Baltimore Ravens. I believe Pittsburgh and Baltimore will be an AFC championship game. I just believe that in my heart. I don't know who's going to win the division. It's either going to be Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Personally, I see Baltimore – only losing one game this season, and that's to Pittsburgh. And I think they'll split. I'm just giving you my opinion. I think they'll split, but I think Baltimore is that tough that they will. I just think Baltimore. If Pittsburgh don't come, and I'm going with my heart and my head, I think Pittsburgh. But with not Pittsburgh, I don't think it's going to be close this year. I think it'll be. Of course, Kansas City will be there. Not saying that they won't. And also making the playoffs in the AFC as well. Tennessee is a tricky team. They could go 11-5 easy. And then again, they can go 5-11. I don't know. I'm not. And in that division, you know, I just think the Colts may overtake Houston and Tennessee. I ain't saying Tennessee gonna stink, but then again, I don't trust them. So I'm just gonna, you know, whoever wins that division be in the playoffs. They're going to be one and out. Comes out of that division, they're going to be one and out. And, of course, you got Kansas City. And in the NFC, again, the Niners or the Seahawks. That's what I'm going to put my money on, the Niners or the Seahawks.
All
right. That's who I like. And I think Big Ben is going to come back player of the year. What's that?
Ben, come back player of the year.
Come back player of the year, yeah. He was hurt last year.
Come back player of the year.
Come back player of the year. He might be MVP, but come back player of the year for sure.
MVP, huh?
Look, okay. I've been watching my team practice. I've been watching the press conferences after the practice. We're gonna have some surprise first year players that's going to surprise a lot of people, especially on the receiver end and the running back end.
Yeah.
Watch what I tell you. And I'm not talking about O'Connor. They can cut him as far as I'm concerned. But you'll see what I'm talking about.
We will see next week.
That's right, because we play Monday night. We got the Giants. And we will definitely see. But for all those that are listening out there, again, my Steeler Nation is here. I've already got five emails with five people already. So with that being said, me and Rod will be on every Saturday. Just to talk about our fantasy football, who won against the matchups. And so make sure you put the name of your team. So put the name of your team, what you want to be called, and we'll keep track of it. We'll talk about it every week for about 10, 15 minutes. And then that will be it. We'll see what happens. And at the end of, in the middle of the week, after the middle of the season, after week 8, we'll review our Super Bowl predictions and we'll see what happens. Y'all can say we know what we're talking about or we don't know what we're talking about. Personally, I think I'm a football guru. I know a lot. And you will hear my expertise week in and week out on Saturday for about 10, 15 minutes. You will hear what I got to say about the National Football League. Hopefully, we will have a season and keep our minds on something positive instead of all this chaos that's going on out there. Remember, November, to go vote. And also remember to wear a mask and wash your hands and stay healthy. Anything else you want to say, Rod?
So you said we're going to have a weekly update about, you know, what's going on in the fantasy?
Yes.
League?
That's what Finish Line wants me to do. So I'm going to assume every Saturday, probably around noon, we'll get on for about 10, 15 minutes. Look at the lineup, see who's playing who and who's won, and talk about the football league. It's not going to be a long show.
Okay.
Just get in, get out. Don't nobody get hurt. But Rob
gotcha.
Will be the commissioner.
Okay.
He will okay all the trades and everything. That's going to be on him. And What's that?
So it won't particularly be on me for the trades. You know, it'll be like a group, you know, a group setting. You know, I won't be the sole dictator of the trading or something like that.
I got you. Well, the way they do the trades is, you know, a few people would have to, if enough people oppose it, it won't go through. I'm assuming that's the way it's going to be.
Because
I like to trade
a
lot of, you know, and I trade often and early. So I'm ready to trade my first round pick right now. But with
you
that
sure
being
you played
that
fantasy football before?
Say that again?
You sure you played fantasy football before?
Hey, I played. I'm just talking junk right now. I just want to see if you're being alert. And so, but we'll be ready to roll. We'll be ready to roll on Monday at 7 p.m. We'll be back with our fantasy football league. I don't know if we'll come on during the draft or come on after the draft, but we'll have everything set up, and I'll post it on my Facebook page. And I'm quite sure Rod will post it on his page, and we'll be able to run from there. So, Rod, anything you want to say before I get out of here?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And let's have a good fantasy football season. And can't wait.
There you go. You heard it. This is Chaos Talk. Chaos Talk Fantasy Football with Derek and my boys. And if you have any questions or comments, email me, chaostalk@yahoo.com. And for all those that's listening out there in Steeler land, you know how we go home. All right, Rod, I'll holler at you later. For those that's listening, thank all my sponsors, Royal Caribbean, Bentwood Publishing, Pizza Hut, Finish Line, and Pepsi. That being said, here we go, Steelers.